Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler.
With the holidays coming up quickly, it might be a good idea to plan a few dessert ideas. In my experience, nobody passes on a piece of apple pie, and anyone who goes to the trouble of making one will make a lot of friends. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, you are in the apple growing business, so pie making must be dear to your heart.
Absolutely. Apple pies are honestly relatively easy to make, kind of hard to mess up. They're a good way to make your family and friends smile.
Oh, for sure. Well, I have a little ritual that I do every couple of years or so. I go to the farmer's market and select four different varieties of apples, most of which I've never heard of, and I whip up four tiny apple pies so I can taste test them.
I know you love to do that. I mean, look, there's just hundreds of varieties out there. I mean, you've got to, you'll be doing this for 80 years to come.
I could,
But, you know, making a pie with more than one variety makes sense, balancing out flavors. Some are really sweet, some are very tart, so blending them together does work best.
Yeah, I also like to take the texture of the apple into account, because some stay nice and firm through baking, but others can get mushy, and I don't like that.
Yeah, no, I know, for sure. I mean, you don't want applesauce in your apple pie.
No. Well, let me tell you about this year's contestants, and I bet you know all of these apples. I started off with one I'd never seen. It's called the Matsu Crispin, and it's a green apple that originated in Japan. Next, I found a new one for me. It's called the Rosalie, which I found out was a cross between a Fuji and a Honeycrisp. Those are pretty nice parents, I think. And then I came across one called Somerset. And finally, I revisited an old favorite, the celebrated Honeycrisp that we just were talking about.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, what do you do when you're slicing them up? I mean, there's two schools of thought. You either slice them or chunk them, or both.
I think that if you're working with just one variety, you can cut them up chunky. But if you're working with a bunch of varieties, I think going thin makes sense because you're likely to get a mouthful of all the different varieties in one bite. So I think that's the way to go.
And what about adding sugar?
Well, just a tablespoon of brown sugar per batch. It wasn't a lot.
Okay, so what's the verdict?
Well, let me run it down for you. The Matsu Crispin was moderately sweet, had mild tartness, a firm texture, and a good crunch after baking.
Perfect.
And next I tried the Rosalie, and I was impressed. Again, moderate sweetness, very good tartness, a slightly softer texture that held up well to baking, and it had a lot going for it.
That's what I would expect from that apple.
Yeah.
So what about the Somerset?
It's a fine eating apple. Didn't work out so well in the pie, so, you know.
Okay, grab that.
Yeah.
And then Honeycrisp.
Honeycrisp. It's still a superstar, Jerry. It has great flavor, nice and sweet, with an amazingly sophisticated tartness to it. It's very complex, and it would be the star of any pie.
Sure. So, you've selected apples with a whole lot of flavor.
Right.
You really don't need a lot of sugar. Now, I will say that sugar, and I like brown sugar, does bring out some flavors a bit, but it's perfectly correct to let natural sweetness of the apple talk.
Yeah, and then if you want to go with tartness, I think you can't beat Granny Smith. So we're going to put all these test results on the website. You can try them at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR.